Welcome to New Media Currents. I'm your host, John Houghton, and today we're discussing the latest worldwide trends in mobile devices. These trends are important to marketers and technologists because emphasis is moving from the television as the dominant marketing medium to mobile devices. There are two important factors driving this. First, there are now more mobile phones in the world than televisions, and second, these mobile phones are becoming rich media platforms for distributing information and entertainment. Corporations that don't know how to harness mobile technologies to connect with consumers will have little chance of surviving through the 21st century. How it will shake out, we cannot be certain, but we do know that if we want to profit from these trends and not be defeated by them, we need to stay on top of market developments. This is the first of a three-part series of interviews with Michael Crane of Keynote Systems that will help you understand the latest developments in mobile technology and the latest trends in how consumers around the world are using mobile devices. Keynote Systems is a performance management company that monitors performance of internet service companies such as Yahoo, eBay, and Microsoft. They also help cell phone carriers monitor performance of mobile devices. To start with, I asked Michael to highlight recent high-level developments in the field.
And kind of in the world of wireless, if we think of it that way, there's two things going on. There's data and there's voice. And voice has been traditionally the moneymaker for the carriers out there. Data is now becoming an important factor, and it's changing, really changing the lives of people, and the way that we actually use these devices. It's changing the way the devices are being built. And so no longer is it just a voice communicator. It's now much more than that. It's a multimedia and voice communicator.
Sort of going the way of the smartphone?
Smartphones are becoming, you know, the way that we're going. A teleputer, as I would call it. A combination between a telephone and a computer. And, you know, is the computer becoming a telephone or is the telephone becoming a computer? Don't really know. So, you know, teleputer's been a term that's been thrown out there. But you know, on the macro level, I did some research, and there's a few milestones that we've just passed, and there's some things happening out there I think are very significant. For example, we just crossed over the 2 billion subscriber mark in the world. And the guess is we're going to add another billion in the next 2 to maybe 3 years at the most. So that's about the an average of a million new users never having a phone every day. To get to that next next number.
Isn't most of that growth coming from Asia?
Asia and Africa. Africa's adding
India.
Yeah, Africa is actually the fastest growing area for new subscribers.
Now what's going on in Africa that's driving that growth?
The fact that they can now communicate. And I've got some interesting stories in here to talk about, just, you know, things that you would not expect that they use cell phones for.
Like what?
One good example is they track animals. A lot of the game reserves hire large numbers of people to track endangered, you know, elephants and rhinoceroses and things like that. And it's very expensive, time-consuming, hard to do. So what they're doing now, inexpensively, these crews are strapping cell phones with GPS coordinates around an elephant, throwing on his back, and let him go. And now they can go back and they can track where this elephant is.
As long as he doesn't scratch, right?
As long as he doesn't scratch, right?
Get something hard and smash the phone. Well, I guess that's an example of taking something that's, you know, that works and it maybe was purposed for something else, but then repurposing it just because of its capabilities for something.
Well, and they're doing other things. Like there was Lake Victoria is a large lake and they do a lot of fishing on it. And they're trying to regulate some of the fishing. So they've even given guys cell phones that allow them to determine the spot price of fish. And maybe today's a good day to fish, maybe it's not a good day to fish, based upon the price that they could then go to the marketplace and buy fish. And that spawned a whole small industry of people that are actually, what they do is they cruise the open air markets and check pricing on various products, build that into their phone, and then they text that to a website. And then if you're a seller of fish or cabbage or, you know, tomatoes or fruit, you can actually text the name of your fruit, let's say it's oranges, to the site, and back will come the spot market price on that particular air market. So you can determine whether I should go to this open air market or should I go to that open air market based upon the price that things are being sold at that day. And so it's kind of a rude futures market, but it works really well, and it's very efficient for farmers to determine when and where they go to market with their products.
So it's a way of extending the futures market out one more measure beyond the computer,
out to the
cell phone, to the mobile device.
And they so you're seeing things like that starting to happen. You're seeing telemedicine in the bush. I was reading the story yesterday. In the past, no one knew what to do with certain types of bites of animals or, you know, things like that. They kind of had an idea what to do, but they couldn't take vital signs, give it to anybody, get information back. Should you go here? Where's the closest person who has this antibiotic? Well, now they can. They can actually send in a message, a text message, if you will, and the text message says, bitten by a certain type of animal.
So it's kind of rare, and it's not like rattlesnake, everybody knows what to do, but
right.
But like if they get bit by an orangutan or it's just something poisonous.
Something poisonous, exactly. What do they do? And now
so there's a one-stop clearinghouse for that?
One clearinghouse. Where do you go? Where's the closest location of that medicine? It could be in the hut next door, or it could be in the village down the road, or it could be, where is it? I don't know where it is. I don't know where to go. So in the past, what they do is run to the hospital and find out we've been out of this for weeks. And they could have gone someplace else and saved a life.
So it's
literally saving lives for people that...
A little bit of real-time inventory there, too.
Real-time inventory location of, you know, medicines and things. So there's just some fabulous stories come out of... you know, Africa and some of these other third world countries on the way that these devices are changing their world.
Well, I guess not only with the text and data capabilities of a mobile device, but also just that in terms of the landlines installed in Africa, it's not as prolific. It might be cheaper to put cell phone transponders.
That's right. Oh, yeah, and you don't need to put wires anymore. Wires are too expensive to put in. They take too much time. And you know, you'll see WiMAX and other broadband services. I think WiMAX in South Africa is, I think South Africa is the fastest growing WiMAX market in the world. Deploying.
Now, is that being deployed here in the U.S.?
Yes, WiMAX is commercially available here in the U.S. via Clearwire. It's available even here in California, Central Valley, California. You can get WiMAX.
Central Valley.
Yeah, I think between Stockton and down almost to Fresno and on out to the foothills, Clearwire is offering commercial service.
You'd think they'd put it in Silicon Valley at first, but...
Yeah, I think, you know, they're competing against DSL, and it's a lower-cost DSL. So in the urban areas, and I have some friends that work there, in the urban areas, they're competing with both cable and DSL. And price is not as big of an issue here. For example, in Silicon Valley, as it might be out in Stockton. So a better market for them to go after are the people that have cable today or DSL and want a lower cost alternative and are willing to make that switch based upon a small difference in price.
Well, also the range.
And the range is flat, and it propagates much better. Spectrum is, Spectrum was less expensive out there. Probably, you're right, easier to put towers up and things like that. But some of the other things I picked up that I thought I'd mention here, China, for example. I'll call it China the black hole of telecom, because what's happening in China, because of the growth and the numbers there, they're really sucking in the technologies being used and we will be using down the road. And when I say that, if you're Motorola, you're going to build a phone for some certain number of markets around the world. China is going to be a market you're going to pay very close attention to, as is Nokia, as is Sony Ericsson, and everybody else. In fact, so much so that a lot of things that they design are first thought of for the Chinese market, and then if they can sell that, they'll try to push that on the rest of us.
Is that just because of the scale of the market?
Scale of the market. China just crossed 400 million subscribers, so they have more subscribers in China than we have people here in the U.S. They're adding about... 4 million subscribers a month. So roughly the size of a U.S. cellular every month is being added in China. China Mobile has 270 million subscribers. The next closest cellular company in the world is Vodafone, has about 180. So they're roughly 100 million subscribers larger than the next closest carrier.
Wow.
So they're extremely important.
And are a lot of those phones media enabled?
Yeah. China is, I think this is true, that the fastest growing smartphone market in the world. If you talk to HTC, which I believe is the largest manufacturer of smartphones, they probably produce more than anybody else. China's their number one market. I was recently there, and if you go to some of the well-to-do neighborhoods, you'll see children carrying smartphones. It is their computer. It is their laptop. It is their phone. And you're seeing the start of the young age. Here, we're still, you know, embracing smartphones. We don't have them nearly in the penetration age levels that they do in China.
I wonder why that is.
I think because, again, they don't have laptops. So these kids are doing their messaging. They're doing, in some cases, their homework. And also they're communicating on a device. And the best device for doing all those is a smartphone. Now the prices, the interesting thing is smartphones are very expensive in China.
And so kids can afford them.
Families of well-to-do.
I see. People that have profited from the manufacturing boom over there.
Exactly. Well, I think just in the more affluent neighborhoods and the more affluent parts of Beijing and Shanghai and other parts of the country are the people buying the smartphones. Now that'll change as more people produce them and prices come down. But right now that's kind of what you're seeing. They expect to reach the half billion mark by the end of 2007. So they're going to add another 100 million subscribers between now and the end of 2007. Some other interesting stats. Europe has now crossed over, some countries crossed over the 100% subscriber penetration rate. So what that is more than every single person has a cell phone in some countries in Europe. Some people carry two cell phones.
Right, I know some people do that.
Yeah.
One for work and one for personal.
Yeah, or vanity purposes. I'm going out tonight, so I take my pink razor opposed to my black one that I keep in my pocket. Things like that.
Now, is it chic to have a Bluetooth device attached to your ear? Bluetooth headset?
Yeah, you know, I travel an awful lot, and I see so many more of those now. It's becoming more commonplace. I think they look dumb, but...
I first saw one, I thought something was wrong.
Yeah, something was wrong having a growth out the side of your head, but I'll tell you, you see a lot of them. I have one now, and it's very convenient.
Yeah.
It's much better than sticking a wire with a foam-padded probe into your ear. These seem to work pretty well.
I guess as long as you can, what is it called when you pair it? As long as the pairing is good and smooth. I have noticed a lot of Bluetooth devices that they don't always pair or stay paired.
That's right. I think the proliferation of these peripheral devices, you know, Bluetooth-enabled things attaching to your phones are also a trend to really watch, not just for your ear, but connecting to your car, connecting to your laptop when you walk into a room.
Right.
I know there's some fascinating technologies using Bluetooth for, I know of a church that actually has some devices they bought from somebody that when you walk in, it turns your device from ringing to vibrate.
Oh.
And so if you want, you can automatically set this to automatically vibrate when you when it comes in contact with one of these devices. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Let's see. China Mobile. I gave you the stats on that. China has two of the top three largest carriers in the world. Dual mode devices. About 2 years ago, you saw almost no dual-mode devices, Wi-Fi, cellular. And right now, there's about 15 to 20, and the guess is by the end of this year, you'll see 100 different devices that have Wi-Fi and cellular.
Now, is this like when the first car manufacturers came out, there were several hundred of them, but they consolidated down to like...
A lot like that, I think, but this is a lot different. And I think there was a lot of thought a few years back that that would happen, where there was at one time 300 car manufacturers, now there's, you know, the big five or six or something. Cell phones are a little bit different because you're making a personal device, and everybody's kind of got their own idea of what is personal to them. On top of that, it's becoming much easier to make a cell phone. A lot of cell phones are becoming software-enabled. You're seeing chips on a phone, or phones on a chip, rather. So the ability to actually produce a phone in a short period of time is becoming easier. Common phones, smartphones are a different story because that's, again, a computer. So I think what you're going to see is not a reduction in the number of people making phones, but an increase. And you're starting to see that. Right now, there's estimated to be about 300-plus different phone manufacturers in the world. And that's just identified ones. There's many others making small specialty devices of different types are also phones. So I predict you're going to see a growth in those types of phones. So
What about the convergence, say, like, of music devices like the iPod? One of the big limitations of the iPod is it doesn't do streaming. It's got to be synced up. And, you know, people are carrying... Now I carry a Trio smartphone and iPod. Those are my two devices. I used to carry a Palm PDA and a cell phone. Now those two have converged. But do you have any predictions for that?
Yeah, you're definitely going to see the mass storage devices being put into smartphones. You're already seeing it. You're seeing, you know, multi-gigabit devices that are also phones and MP3 players. Blackberries are MP3 players.
Trios as well.
Trios are MP3 players. So
who do you think is going to win? The Apple device or the Blackberry device or the Palm device? Because I would imagine that Apple's working pretty hard on going wireless, and they already had the Rocker last year, which didn't really go anywhere.
And Apple... you're not disclosing too much, you know, has a phone on the shelf. It's got one that they've looked at. They've worked at that with Motorola. They're probably selecting the right manufacturers. There'll probably be more than one if they do it right that will produce an iPod-like phone. But here again, I think, you know, unless they do something really unique, I think you're going to see a lot of smartphones operate much like an iPod will. Mass storage devices that... provide you the high quality, high fidelity, you know, MP3 capability. Music is selling devices, so it is an important factor in choice of phone by a lot of people. Does it provide me the same experience I had with my iPod? And you can rest assured that Apple does not want to lose market share to, you know, phone manufacturers. So you'll see that probably, at least what I've heard is Macworld, I think, the next Macworld is in January, possibly. So you'll see it around Christmas time, if not shortly thereafter.
Yeah, the word in the street is that they're working on something.
Yeah. There can be no doubt.
Well, you know, Apple mastered the simplicity of the desktop, so why wouldn't they take that off into a mobile device?
No, it's... You know, I think because of the coolness factor that phones are now having, there's a status symbol around phones. In certain demographics, the choice of phone is being driven by status as much as its usability or its functionality.
So what other findings did you have?
Some of the findings I've got in here I think that are kind of interesting are messaging growth. And a lot of people are asking, well, what are these phones being used for? What's the most common outside of voice? What's happening? And up until about a year ago, it was kind of stagnant in the U.S. anyway.
Messaging?
Well, just the use of the phone, it was about a 95-5. 95% of the revenues generated by carriers were from voice, 5% from non-voice. Those days are changing, and they're changing fast. If you look at what's happening in Japan, for example, Japan 5 years ago was about 95-5. Today, they're about 70-30. 70%,
in terms of revenue, 70% of the revenue coming from voice, 30 from text?
That's right. From data. And so then you start slicing up the data and you look to see what that's made up of. And it's predominantly made of messaging, both short text messaging, SMS, and multimedia messaging, pictures, small video clips, things like that. Same thing's happening here in the U.S. We've now crossed over in some areas of the U.S., 10% of the revenues are now from data. So it's doubled in the last year to 2 years, and it's probably not going to look back. In Europe, you're seeing 70-30 in some markets, 75-25 in others. But the growth in messaging is just phenomenal. I think Vodafone predicts that this year they're going to do 400 million messages, and by 2008 they'll be doing 2 billion messages a month. So right now, worldwide, Vodafone is doing, like I said, 400 million messages, and they're going to be doing 2 billion, that's all by themselves, each month. So pretty phenomenal growth just in the messaging area.
Wow, that's a lot of growth.
Yeah, and you know, the U.S. isn't far behind. We're seeing some pretty interesting uses of texting, and I think things that people never thought of before.
Well, Google has a beta service for getting phone numbers, addresses, the weather, movie services, Google SMS.
Google SMS is popular. It's their answer to, you know, searching on a mobile device. So you can text in and receive something back on a search basis via your text messaging. You're seeing things like, there's an interesting company called Text Marks. And what you can do there is you can go record your own message. Let's say it's a message for beer. You might be Anheuser-Busch. I can text the word, the letters beer, B-E-E-R, to one phone number and receive back a multimedia message. I can receive back a coupon to go purchase, you know, an inexpensive brand. I can receive back anything that you want to put out there. You can do that on an individual basis. You can actually have, let's say I'm having a party. I can text in party. I can build a reply for a party at my house. Here's the directions. Here's a map. Here's what you should bring, etc. I can load that onto Textmark's site, and from my device, I can send out a message to all the party goers to text in party to this number and receive back all the directions and everything that I've left for them.
So they don't have to print it out ahead of time. They can
get all in the
phone. Or maybe they didn't think they were going and they decided to go, and then okay, what's all the data?
Exactly.
Instead of trying to call the host and they're trying to juggle, you know, frying pans and
right
the door.
Exactly. And I can receive a you can leave a voice message. So you can actually text in, receive back a multimedia, an MMS voice message. Hi, this is Mike. Glad you can make it to the party. Here's the directions, blah, blah, blah. So you're seeing some very interesting things starting to be built with just simple texting that you wouldn't have thought of before.
Yeah, I see all those options now on my new Trio, you know, the ability to send video, the ability to send audio. And so...
Well, and you're seeing the phenomenon with the shows. The American Idol, Deal or No Deal, The Apprentice, all these sorts of shows are now using... In fact, some shows are being built around this, but using text messaging for voting, for driving, you know, subscriber satisfaction, keeping people, you know, tuned into the show. There's a show coming out on TNT this fall where what you're going to be able to do is determine ahead of time the outcome of the show based upon text voting. So the entire show will be driven just by text voting. By you know, viewers.
So you vote, should this person die or should they not die?
Exactly.
They'll go out and film it that week, and then...
Or what? No, actually, they'll have the various scenarios at the end of the show, and they'll pick the one that actually fits the...
Okay. Wouldn't it fork off, though? Because, like, you have two choices one week, and then you have four the next, and then...
It might. It could. It'll be interesting to see how this works. Like, they may have filmed two things. One guy dies, one guy lives. And so you'll pick your scene, and they'll plug the scene in when you come back from the advertisement. You're going to watch the...
Oh, wow.
The way you want it to go. But it'll be unbeknownst to everybody. You vote individually, so you really don't know what the rest of the people are voting on.
Well, you know what would be interesting is sometimes you see these comedy routines where they improv based on audience feedback. Well, if you could take feedback worldwide via SMS, like you say, you come back at the commercial, it'd be like Saturday Night Live, but you come back at the commercial and then
that's right.
They act out what you're doing.
Or maybe.
You know, it's actually not filmed, it's actually filmed like real time.
Well, and I've also seen where they have some ideas about you want to see maybe a selection of five different comedians. They can only choose one if it was actually live, but they could actually film four different guys. Who does my audience most want to see? Do they want to see Leno, Letterman, you know, Seinfeld? Who do they want to see next? And they can then pick that clip and show it next. So I think it has some real powerful possibilities with show selection, programming, and those sort of things. So. Just purely through voting with your device and watching on your device. I mean, we know that's coming. So just some fascinating things. I was going to share with you a little bit about this messaging accounts. Mobile music is number two. Mobile TV is number three. Video streaming of various types is number four. And something I learned recently.
So this is the type of content that will go over?
Type of content that, yeah, right now that's where the...
So number one is text.
Number one is... Easily text, yeah. Number one is text. Messaging of all different types.
And so people are sending music via messaging?
Music.
You wouldn't call it SMS because it's a different thing in different countries.
They're streaming music.
Yeah.
You can
So from one device to the other, the streaming audio files.
Yeah, from one device to another, or from my my recording studio at home to a device. From podcasting to devices. That's becoming a very popular thing to do.
Well, mobile casting.
Mobile casting.
This is the conclusion of part one of our three-part series on mobile devices. Please join us for part two, where we continue our conversation.